USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former President Donald Trump has sued the House Select Committee investigating January 6, 2021, as a way to challenge its subpoena for documents and his testimony, according to filings in a federal court in Florida. Trump is challenging both the legitimacy of the committee, which multiple courts have upheld, and is claiming he should be immune from testimony about the time he was president. Trump's lawyers say they've communicated with the House over the past week and a half as the subpoena deadlines neared, offering to consider answering written questions while expressing concerns and objections about the bulk of the document requests. A spokesperson for the January 6th committee declined to comment. Here are some thoughts from Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
Former President Trump's suit to block the January 6th committee's subpoena effectively ends any chance that he will testify before the committee. He was set to be deposed on Monday. Now there will be a lengthy and complicated legal battle to determine whether or not he actually does need to comply with the subpoena.
It's still a toss-up in the House of Representatives days after the election.
The House of Representatives remains up for grabs days after the November 8th midterm elections. If Republicans gain the majority in the chamber, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is expected to become Speaker. He's pledging to hold the Biden and administration accountable through investigations. He spoke on Fox News.
With that gavel, regardless of the number of how high or over 218 you are, you have subpoena power, and we will use it.
In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ms. Levinson also added,
one of the things that Trump is doing by filing this lawsuit is trying to make the claim that this is all a political witch hunt, that in fact Congress doesn't have the power or authority to seek his cooperation.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate and House control hangs in the balance as vote counting continues in tight races. In Arizona, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Bill Gates is monitoring the vote count. He's also honoring all who served this Veterans Day, including members of his staff.
Veterans Day is a holiday in Maricopa County, but obviously we continue to work here and thrilled to be able to move, continue to move through the process. We have several veterans who are involved in the vote counting process here.
While traveling with President Biden aboard Air Force One Friday night, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded to the news that the Russian military forces had retreated from the city of Kherson, one of the only regional capitals to fall to Russia during the nine-month invasion of Ukraine. Sullivan warning that while he's not fully briefed on the circumstances on the ground in Kherson, he hailed the move as a huge victory for the resilient Ukrainians.
It does look as though the Russians have executed this withdrawal, and it does look as though the Ukrainians have just won an extraordinary victory, where the one regional capital that Russia had seized in this war is now back under a Ukrainian flag.
Billions of dollars are gone as a major cryptocurrency exchange implodes. It has many holders of crypto wondering if they'll ever see their money again. The crypto exchange, FTX, had been valued at $32 billion. A week ago, it was one of the more respected exchanges. Now FTX is filing for bankruptcy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.